Hello, everyone. Welcome to what we can speak of as the official time of summer. We know if we're going to be meteorological about it, it would be June 21st. But we know right after Memorial Day, right during Memorial Day, a sense of the summer season comes. And I know people, including me, look forward to that. The last couple of weeks, I know last week I did not do a presentation like this. And I have been involved in just a wonderful celebration. Dominic Gideon, a lot of you remember him, others of you don't even know who that is. He was here 2 years ago for 10 months in an internship and then went back to the seminary. And then after an academic year and another ministry year, he was ordained a couple weeks ago. And there were six of them ordained for the Diocese of Cleveland. And I know it meant a lot to me. I usually go to the ordinations, but the reality is that for a lot of them, I don't know the young people that well. I haven't been as in touch with them. But through Dominic, I got to know his class. I got to know them in a personal way, in a joyful way. And so all the more it meant so much to me to see them there getting ordained. It also reminded me and was a cause for joy for me to reminisce back to 49 years ago when I was ordained and remembering the joy of that moment and the spirit and the, so much to look forward to. And the reality is I feel good because I still look forward at the age of 76 to more opportunities, whatever number the Lord gives me. I've mentioned going way back then, I told Dominic that too. Each day is where we're called to live and be open and minister and make a difference and forgive and be forgiven in the day, the moment. Every day is precious. That stayed with me. And of course, seeing that then with these young men just starting out and getting ordained. And I know some of them asked me, they said, well, Father Norm, what about priesthood, even from early on, struck you or what you were excited about? Well, one, obviously the opportunity to reach out to a variety of people and the variety of people being touched with God's love. I think I've told you in these talks before that for me, part of the charism that God has given me, and we all have different gifts, was one of a joyful spirit. And his telling me when he called me to priesthood, hey, I've called you in order that you might share your joy with others. And of course, that was great too on an ordination day. But the key is 49 years later, I'm certainly grateful because that joyful spirit, even when I'm tired sometimes, is still there and is important. And I thought back to, as because people asked, what were some of the things that have meant so much to you through priesthood? There's a lot I could talk about. A priest gets to touch people's lives in very significant ways at very key moments in their life. It might be getting married. It might be the birth of a child. It might be the loss of a loved one and giving them back to God. You know, it might be a confirmation, whatever it might be. And for so many folks too, even in daily life, they can have both joyful moments and difficult moments, but we talk and look for and pray and see the presence of God, which makes a difference in people. Not only from a psychological point of view, yeah, how do we be happy? How do we be more positive? We all are called to that. But that deeper level of priesthood, of our Christianity to say, yes, our Lord is with us through it all. And whatever is going on, we can find a hope and a joy because Jesus has shown us that love is what matters most and that love is stronger than death and that living together in community and looking out for one another and having a sense of purpose in life to touch other lives matters. Just one example I'm going to use that I thought of when I was talking to these newly ordained priests, many stories I could have told them. One was simply hearing confessions. Now, that's unusual. I mean, I'm sure sometimes people in their family life, they hear the confessions of their kids or somebody else, maybe in some sort of counseling. Many people in counselors hear confessions, but there's something pretty unique about the priesthood and that opportunity that people come and they come to experience not just me, it's me or any priest being a visible, tangible expression of God's absolute kindness and loving mercy. And so I go back to my very first confession. I can tell it because people, oh, you're not tell, you're not supposed to tell. Well, this is 49 years ago and the man was about 80 and you would never know and I don't even remember his name. But I remember he was about 80 years old, I was 27. And it came in and my first week of confessions and I thought, what do I say to this guy? Well, I listened, he had been widowed, he was going through some struggles, some sadness and some other feelings of inadequacy. We talked, I listened, I shared, talked about the Lord and his love, and that even at this point in his life, that he and his wife, if he could believe that, in the communion of saints, really still had a loving relationship. It wasn't the same, that hurt, but there was love there, and it was still there, and that's what mattered most. And prayed with him and everything, and when we were all over, I still remember this vividly. He said to me, Father Norm, he said, I know you're a new priest. This is at your first weekend of confession, but thank you so much. Because just by the way you listened to me, by the way you prayed, you gave me a deep sense that, yeah, God is love. God will get me through this. I'm praying for my wife. My wife's praying for me. Wow, faith can't get any better than that. So thank you, Father Norm, for an expression of what's so wonderful of a loving God who always will be. So there's an example. There's many more. But obviously, in faith, we can have those moments. We don't have to be a priest to do this. We can remind each other of the mercy, the goodness, and the kindness of God, and the reminder to pass it on to others because we all need it. Thanks for listening. God bless.